Thank you for calling Vacation. My name is Benita. Which resort are you calling about today?
I'm calling about Treasure Lake. Hello?
Okay, bear with me just one moment.
No problem.
Okay, and how may I help you?
Well, I'm trying to find my key for my place, and I'm at your lockbox at the front door, and the thing's actually open, and I don't see anything with my name on it.
Okay.
Okay, how did you make your reservation?
I booked my reservation with Mandy at Silverwoods or whatever it is, Treasure Lake. Mandy Graham, I believe her name was.
Do you have your reservation number?
I do not on me. I can probably look it up. Give me a second. I have all the paperwork. I did not see a reservation number. Hold on. There's no way you can look it up by my last name because I'm not seeing a reservation number in any of my cases.
No, sir. We wouldn't need the reservation number.
All right. Hold on. It's been a very frustrating process, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not blaming you by any means, but there's nothing in the paperwork she sent me that has a reservation number. It's a stay-and-play package for Treasure Lake Golf. It has on-site accommodations and golf. And
you booked it through vacation.com?
I booked it through Treasure Lake directly. Crown Resorts, it says.
Okay, bear with me.
No problem.
What is your first and last name?
Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Sylvis, S-Y-L-V-E-S.
Oh, yeah, I'm not pulling anything up with that. Yeah, and nobody's at the front desk.
Yeah. This is very I've been emailing this woman for 3 months and get everything set up, and now I'm at this lockbox and there's nothing here with my name on it. Apparently they had my information at the golf course because we golf, but we have nowhere to stay.
I'm not pulling anything by your name. You don't have any type of number.
Nothing on this. I mean, it's 7 pages of Treasure Lake Golf documents. Nothing has a number on it. Doesn't even appear to be a spot on the documentation for a number.
But you had a reservation for at the condo, at the resort.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no reservation number.
Not in any of the documentation I have. I have PDF after PDF. None of it has a documentation number. I'm very sorry. I know it's frustrating for you too, but I'm not seeing anything.
What is your email address?
My address is 662 Berkshire Drive.
No,
in State
your
College.
Email. Who? Your
email
address.
Address?
Who?
I'm sorry. srs202@psu.edu.
Who booked race? You?
Yeah, I booked it through Mandy Graham, who I've texted and called several times today.
Okay. I'm not seeing that under email either. Bear with me just one. Let me find out what I need to do.
Absolutely. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You're mighty welcome.
I mean, they clearly had the information at the pro shop because they let us golf, but I don't know why nothing else was filed anywhere. I don't know.
Could you call the pro shop and see if they have a reservation number?
I called the pro shop. I stopped at the first pro shop for the gold course, and they had us down there for golf today. And I called the silver course when I didn't hear back from the person that I'd been communicating with this whole time for information about the keys. And they said to come to this little house that I'm at right now that has this phone number. And it also has a lockbox. It said if I called, I'd get a key, combination of lockbox. Whoever was here last did not lock the lockbox, so I can go inside and I can see all the keys, and nothing here under my name. There's a bunch of keys, but none of them are under my name.
Bear with me. I'm trying to figure out what I need to do.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're mighty welcome. And you booked with Mandy?
Mandy Graham.
And that's at Treasure Lakes.
Correct. Come on, later.
Later. Checked all them mailboxes.
I did.
Yeah, I did too. You already did that?
No.
One of those I figured out.
Definitely not. And those are the things. None of them have my name on it, so it's like.
So how do we have? How do we solve?
I don't know, but I can't figure out.
Yeah, fair. I mean, if I could pull up the reservation number, I could, give you the other information, but without a reservation number, I'm going to have to see what I need to do. And I did not pull it up under your name.
Yeah. And I know.
I don't understand why they didn't give you a reservation number, a confirmation number.
Yeah, neither do I. I mean, I have all the documentation here that's been initialed by me. I'm scrolling through every last bit of it looking for any sort of number, and there is not a number.
Did you pay Mandy when you booked your reservation?
I did not. I tried to pay her in advance, and she wouldn't take it. And then she said I would pay at the course, and the course didn't know anything about it. They said there was a new gentleman there at the gold course that didn't know a lot about nothing. But, I mean, I have documentation. It's signed by a Crown Resorts, Brian Chittester, the property director, and I initialed everything and sent it back. But there's just not a confirmation number.
I'm what? Okay, bear with me.
No problem. I appreciate all your help. Because I can realize this is somebody else dropped the ball on.
You're at Treasure Lake Silverwoods?
Well, yeah, that's where we were staying at Silverwoods. We played the gold course today at 3:10, and we got two more tee times on Saturday and Sunday.
But you're at Silverwoods.
Yes, that's where we're staying. It's Silverwoods condos or whatever they are.
Okay, we're trying to help. And it was under your name, correct?
Yep. S-Y-L-V-E-S, last name.
Scott is the first name, right?
Correct.
S-Y-L-V-E-S.
Correct.
She said that you should be at Run, not Silverwoods.
One more time, I'm sorry?
You should be at Wolf Run, not Silverwoods.
I'm still not sure.
Does your paper say Wolf Run or Silverwoods?
Silverwoods.
The reservation is Wolf Run, not Silverwoods.
Is Wolf Run?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm in this lockbox that I said was wide open. It says, "Welcome to Wolf Run Manor and Silverwoods at Treasure Lake." For all these things that are not mine, that someone left unlocked.
And not, give me your, I can, my manager's wanting your credit card number so she can get it checked in, get you checked in.
I'm sorry, you want my credit card number?
Yeah, to get you checked in.
Hold on one second. All right, tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, 5491.
Okay, bear with me just one moment.
Sure.
5491.
5491. 0794.
Okay, wait just a moment.
5491 07 94 8308 7952.
Okay, let me see. 591, correct?
No, 5491.
Uh-huh. 0754.
0794.
Uh-huh.
8308.
Uh-huh. 7952.
7952.
Expiration.
1226.
And the code on back.
460.
4640.
460.
Okay. Okay, bear with me just one moment. Okay, you're in the lockbox?
I'm at the lockbox, correct.
Look in there and see if you see a key under Paige Austin.
Paige Austin, PAGEAUSTIN, 26E.
Yep.
Okay.
That's your room.
That's the one you want me to take.
That's, yeah, it's never your name.
Okay.
Okay.
So you want me to take this one and go to this house?
That is correct.
All right.
Okay, is there anything else
that
I can assist? You have
no,
I'm
sure I'm
going to
have some. Yeah, thank you so much for your help. I'm sure I'm going to have some questions.
You know the number to give us a call back.
Yes, I do. Thank you so much.
You're mighty welcome, and thanks for calling.
Bye now.
Stay catch. Bye-bye.